The stock market moved higher yesterday after a pretty dreadful week. The Dow Jones Industrials climbed 115 points, or about 1.2%, as shares in financial companies bounced back. And investors decided that technology may have some good points after all, especially at prices that in many cases are at 80 to 90% below what they were a year ago. The NASDAQ Composite was up nearly 31 points Friday, or about 1.6%. Here to talk about the market, the economy, and the possibility of recession are Diane Swonk, chief economist with Bank One, and Mark Zandi, chief economist at economy.com. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Earlier this week, the Fed cut interest rates, but apparently not by enough to please the financial markets. Mark, you've been critical of the Fed's decision. Did they get it wrong?
I think they're misjudging things a bit. I think the economy is barely keeping its head above water. I don't think it's in recession, at least not through February, but I think it's awfully close. And I think the way things are going in financial markets, we may very well end up in recession if they don't act more aggressively in coming weeks.
The stock market has gone down. The stock market was disappointed with this Fed rate cut. Don't you have some concern, Diane, that that's going to start to play back to the economy, that people are going to begin to feel less wealthy and that they're going to quit spending and that it's going to take us down?
Well, that's certainly been the argument for some time now. I think it's important to just keep the stock market in perspective. We tend to have a very Wall Street-centric view of the world since much of the analysis seems to come out of Wall Street. The way to look at it is, yes, of course, on the margin, it has dipped into some people's net worth. I think it's important that ahead of it, we had a heck of a bull run to provide some cushion. And the distribution of wealth for most households is that most households still hold more equity in their homes than in their stock portfolios, and they're cashing in that equity an astounding pace. Mortgage refinancing has surged since last November and continues at an extraordinarily high rate.
And that means they've got money in their pocket from that refinancing.
That's exactly right. And the more importantly is, the bottom line is employment and wages have the wrong sign in them. I mean, I've lived through the worst recessions, 25% unemployment rates in the early 1980s. I remember between college semesters looking for a job and the only thing I could find was cutting up tomatoes at a burger desk. This is not that. So I see this as a slowdown that was inevitable, somewhat of a payback to extraordinary gains a year ago, and one that will come out of and be surprised by the resilience of the economy by the end of this year.
Mark, what do you think the chances of a recession are?
I think it's 50-50. It can go either way. More electricity disruptions in California, another price spike in oil or natural gas. Anything, anywhere that goes wrong could be a problem. And there's a lot of potential problems out there. I mean, you pick up the paper and you're reading about problems in the Japanese banking system, the Brazilian real is under attack again. You name it, it's happening. And it's not going to take a whole lot to undermine this economy and see the whole thing unravel.
How about you, Diane? What kind of percentages would you put on a recession?
I think risk of recession is much lower, closer to 20%, which means probably 80% of the time the Fed's going to be overshooting. I'm a little concerned about the global side of things. If for some reason we saw a very sharp depreciation in the yen, for example, I think you would risk another global financial market crisis with spillover effects into Korea and the cross currencies there. And we've seen, ironically, from the last two financial market crises, that as bad as that was for the places they happened to, it happened to be good news, unfortunately or fortunately for us here in the U.S., because it brought interest rates down even further, made prices cheap, imports cheap, and brought commodity prices down for us in the U.S., boosting purchasing power.
And Mark, let me ask you this. What are the signs that we ought to look for in the next week or so that tell us what direction this economy is going to go?
Well, the statistics that I look at that I think are very valuable near term are unemployment insurance claims. That's the number of people that go down to their unemployment insurance office every week and say, hey, you know, I need help. Give me a check. And that comes out every Thursday morning. It's a very good statistic. You can get it regionally so you can see what's happening to different parts of the country. And by the way, one of the parts of the country that's held in tough up to this point is California. But in the last several weeks, California unemployment insurance claims have soared, indicating that economy is starting to now begin to suffer. So that's a good statistic. It's a very timely, good barometer of what's going on, and that has risen considerably and continues to rise. The other statistic that I would watch comes out every Wednesday morning. It's a statistic that's not well follow, but should be at this point. It's a measure from the Mortgage Bankers Association. They have an index of the number of applications for mortgage loans. And I'm particularly focused on mortgage loans for purchasing a home. The one sector of the economy that has held in very strongly is housing. People are still buying homes. If the housing market weakens, if people stop buying homes, that would be a clear indication that I think it's all over, where the economy is contracting. That application index is a very good leading indicator of the housing market and housing demand. If it starts to fall, it would indicate that home sales are going to begin to weaken and thus home building. And again, if that happens, it's all over. So those two statistics, they're weekly statistics. They're very valuable and timely, and they're not surveys. They're not subject to the same kind of errors that other data that we look at are.
How about you, Diane? What would you look for in the next couple of weeks to tell the story?
I think it's also going to be very important to watch the employment reports coming out. We need to know if consumers are going to have the capacity to spend out there. Are paychecks still being generated faster than they're being lost in this economy? Also, we need to watch wages. And what's been astounding is how rapidly wages have continued to rise in recent months, because it's telling me a resilience out there and a shock absorber to some of these other weak spots in the U.S. economy.
And you're saying that if people keep getting paychecks, they're going to spend it.
You know, it's just bad to bet against a consumer with money in their pocket to burn. And we found already these consumers who say they're not confident about the future, they're buying homes and cars. What more do you need to be confident about than to buy a home? Their actions are speaking louder than their words.
Really quickly, do you think we're at the bottom of the stock market? Diane first.
Well, Ark and I were just talking ahead of time. I always put my money where my mouth is, and I just bought. So I hope we're damn close.
How about you, Mark?
Yeah, I think it's impossible to know exactly where the bottom is, because it's driven by sentiment, like much of everything related to the economy and financial market. So, you know, it certainly could go lower. But, you know, fundamentally, this economy is on sound ground. And, you know, the one point I'd like to make is this economy has tremendous potential. We have close to 4% unemployment rate. We've been through an investment boom. We're bringing in disenfranchised workers into the workforce, training them, giving them skills and education. We're adding productive capital stock, equipment, software. These are things that will make us more productive and raise our living standards for a long time to come. And the shame of it all is that if we fall into recession, that potential won't be realized as quickly as it should be. And policymakers should do everything in their power at this point to ensure that that does not happen.
Thanks very much. Mark Zandi of Economy.com and Diane Swonk of Bank One.
Thank you.
Thank you.